Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So how was your wet vacation?
It was just that. It was extremely wet. The rain did not stop. We went camping over in San Clemente for my daughter's birthday. That was the one thing she wanted to do, was beach camping. Out of all the weekends, that was the one that just decided to pour. But I'll tell you this. As the parent, you're like, ugh. But as a kid watching my daughter run around and splash in puddles, she had the time of her life. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, well, all right, at least she's having fun. Maybe, you know, and not sure what I'm going to get out of this. I got the best thing ever on, let's see, Sunday.
What did you use for the first time this weekend?
The potty.
You use the potty?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me this, was it easy or was it hard?
Easy.
Did you have fun using it?
Yes.
It is a Christmas miracle. Your daughter is potty trained.
She knows how to use the toilet now.
Woo! It was her birthday, but you got the present.
You betcha. And now she loves it so much that even if she feels like a little, like she slightly has to go, I gotta use the potty. And she darts over and she goes and she uses it, does the whole thing, washes hands, flushes and all that. So she is all about it.
Is it one of the kid things now, though, that like, I've been telling you it's so easy. And now that she does it, she's like, this is so easy. Why didn't you tell me about it sooner?
Not that, but now I'm starting to put other things on her. Like the one thing we're working on now is flossing. When we brush our teeth, we got her like those little, the little like floss pick things.
Uh-huh.
And she's scared of that now. So now I'm saying, baby, look, you used the potty. You were scared of that. You did totally good. Now we can floss. Oh, no, no, no. Maybe when I'm 5. No, no, no.
Yeah, I keep saying that. Maybe when I'm 42, I'll floss.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Welcome back, Anthony. You're fired.
What?
So, you know, I have my turkey trot coming up. And
oh, I'm aware.
When I first signed up, you said, I'm going to be your trainer. I got you. We are going to rock this turkey trot.
Kel, how much time you got left until you got to run this thing?
Not much. But time is ticking. It is next Thursday.
But there's still time.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're fired.
Oh, no, no. This is part of my training regime. We are right on track with where I want us to be.
Over the weekend, I picked up a new trainer.
What? Yeah. You did what?
I picked up a new trainer and this person has got me motivated. I have already ran 3 times since last Friday.
Who's this person?
Somebody you know. Her name is Deneen.
Okay. As long as it's not another man.
It's my husband. No. Yeah, right. He doesn't motivate me to do anything. No, but it was one of those things where we were chatting back and forth, and this is a mutual friend you and I have. And she threw out the idea. She goes, look, I know you have the turkey trot coming up. I know you're not excited about it. She wants to lose some weight before the end of the year. She was like, so let's do one of those accountability things.
Yeah.
You send me a picture or a screenshot of your steps or your running app, and I will do the same every single day. And we started that on Thursday. Yesterday I missed. Yesterday was the only day I missed. Even in the rain, I was getting out. I was like, okay, we got a half hour break of rain. Got out, did 2 miles with the dogs.
Good
Saturday
for you.
And Sunday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, congratulations. Today was going to be donut day in my part of the training, so I guess you're going to miss out on that.
I mean, I guess what? You could be
now
like...
Now you got a new trainer.
Co-trainer, assistant trainer.
Good for you and Denise. This is exciting.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I have a lot of food phobias, and this is totally going to add to it. Have you ever had one of those food findings? Something that was in your food that was not supposed to be in there?
Yes.
Okay, let me tell you about a woman who went viral. She went and got those cheese puffs. You know, like the Cheetos, but it was...
Oh, the puffy kind?
Yeah, the Walmart brand. And she said she was coming home from school, kids were hungry, opens up the bag, and she pours them in a bowl. And she notices something in there that's like a little dark, but whatever. Then her other daughter said, Mom, it's all over. What is this? So she dumped out the bag. I'm not even kidding. If you watch the video, it looks like a snake, okay? But it looks like a snake that got like... fried in the Cheeto dust. So of course she recorded it. She put it out on TikTok. It goes viral. She opened up another bag that she had bought at the same time. Same kind of remnants in there, but not the huge piece like she found in the first bag. After it goes viral, her neighbors who have bought the same bag of wannabe Cheetos open it up. And they also have pieces of whatever this is. She initially says in her video, she thinks it's a snake. After looking into, don't think that it was a snake, and there's no official word from Walmart if something got in there. But one person commented on the video saying, I think it was just a big, long piece of the Cheeto puff that might have got burnt, but it was actually meant to be just not there. It's not the pretty cheese puff.
Was that a spokesperson from Walmart?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, on a burner account.
Because it sounds like a snake to me. If I see anything other than an orange puff in that bag, I'm freaking out.
And this was like long and curly like a snake. It was black and brown in color. Yeah. It was one of those like, I would not be eating that for a very, very long time.
Two of my biggest fears. One, alive snakes. Two, dead snakes. Not a fan of either one of them.
What about in your food?
Especially in my Cheetos.
10 times worse.
No, no, no.
Have you ever found something in your food that you were like, nope, that's not supposed to be there?
It wasn't anything that gross. We'd gone through a drive-thru one time, and I got a burrito, and in the middle of it were like four frozen french fries.
Oh.
And I'm like, why are you guys doing this? I'm starving.
Were you not nice to them?
No, I was as nice as could be. I don't know what their reasoning was. I don't know if it was just some little punks trying to ruin my meal, which good job you did.
Should have tipped.
but no snake, so mine doesn't seem that bad.
What did you find in your food that you were like, that's not supposed to be there? We want to hear your story. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Frightening food finds. What did you find in your food that was not supposed to be there? There was a woman who went viral opening up a bag of the like off-brand Cheetos. Looked like there was a snake in there. They've pretty much ruled out it was not a snake, but they still don't know what it was. Definitely not a Cheeto.
It could have been a snake.
It's disgusting. Not too long ago, I told you about we went to Taco Bell to get just a quick bite after school one day. Colt takes a bite of his burrito, and he does that face like it's not right. I'm like, what's wrong? Pulls the burrito away. Huge piece of plastic rolled up in the burrito.
Like plastic from like a plastic bag?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's probably what the beans came in and they just, I don't know. But of course, I was like, nope, not gonna. Do you want another one? No, I don't want another plastic burrito.
I could just picture taking a bite and then like pulling the plastic out of your mouth.
Greg and Rancho, what did you find in your food?
Actually, my mom found a Band-Aid in her egg roll.
No.
Yes.
That has to be the worst.
That was pretty disgusting. They asked her if she wanted another one.
No, I'm good.
Another Band-Aid?
Yeah, a used Band-Aid.
And after you find a Band-Aid, like, do you go to the doctor? Because a Band-Aid's usually for a wound.
Yeah, I don't know. This happened years ago, so I don't know what she did.
John in Riverside, what did you find in your food?
This brings back some memories. I went to go cut into my pancake, and this little thing poked out. And I looked at it, I stopped, and I grabbed it. And when I pulled it, it cut my pancake in half. It was a piece of a Brillo pad that apparently somehow got into pancake batter.
A Brillo? That could, like, hurt your insides. That's wire.
Yeah, no doubt. Who knows how it got in there, but it was hilarious.
You are a good sport. That would have been John's Cafe if I were you.
You know, it's back in the old days. This is when I was 20, and I'm 60 now. So they just got me a new plate of food, and I was happy, and I went back to work. So,
not the case with the 714, who says they went out to go get wings, took a bite of her chicken wing, and it still had 3 or 4 feathers on it. Says, I haven't been able to eat a bone-in wing anymore. Now I go for boneless.
There's no way. It still had feathers on it?
Yes. Right?
You might want to watch your leafy greens also, because a lot of people saying that they found a lot of insects in their lettuce. So you had the 951 who found a praying mantis in her sushi at salad. And then you had the 909 said they found a caterpillar in their lettuce at Chipotle. If you're clean eating, you got to be careful.
Or is it extra protein?
Or, okay, Timon and Pumbaa.
Hakuna Matata.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Big developments in the Donatelli household. You have a 4-year-old who's officially potty trained.
We have won. The battle is over, right? Parenting's easy from here on out now, right?
No,
right?
No, not the case. But didn't you promise Reese that once she was potty trained, she could start doing other activities and sports?
100%. Yeah, she's wanted to do gymnastics for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was, well, baby, you can't go and do these things while you're in diapers. And now that she's using the toilet, like, let's go, fire away. Like, tell us what you want to do.
What's on her list of activities or sports that she would like to try?
She told us right off the bat she does want to start doing gymnastics.
Okay.
So she's going to do that. And then she's always loved, you know, throwing the ball around with me in the yard. Like, we'll play football. I got her, like, a little set of flags to play with. And baseball she's starting to love. So I'm very excited for this next chapter of getting to sign her up for stuff and go and watch her at games.
And when they're little, this is some of the best times. I remember when the boys played T-ball, and they are just, like, drunk little people running around. They have no idea what they're doing. They're building, like, sand snowmen and doing, like, angels in the dirt, catching butterflies. It is so much fun.
But here's what I want to ask you. When did the boys start playing sports? When did you get them signed up and involved?
I think they both started T-ball and they were about 3.5.
Okay. And you
very
made,
young.
And
yeah.
You guys made that decision along with them. Like, hey, do you guys want to play? And they said, yeah, sure. Okay. I got a text over the weekend while we were out camping from a number that I do not know, from a person that I do not know, saying that they are a girls flag football coach.
Okay.
And they're very interested in having Reese on their club team.
They got a 4U club team for flag football?
First off, flattered. Very nice. Two, how did you get my number? And the girl knows football. She understands the teams. She does the picks and everything. She's never played.
Yeah.
Is it odd that she's essentially, I don't know if you want to call it, like, getting scouted, but that's kind of what it feels like.
I wonder if they think she's older. Because 4 years old, I mean, yes, play a sport, get signed up, that kind of, but to be a travel team at 4 years old?
I don't have highlights of her on YouTube or Max Preps or anything like that. We're not showcasing her.
That might be a little too young.
Okay, so how young is too young? I want her to get involved, but I don't know when the right age is. Give us a call or text. When did your kids start playing? 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
How young is too young to start some sports for your kids? Reese at 4 years old already got scouted for a travel flag football team.
Which, by the way, she's never played.
She's that good. They're like, yep, we need her on our team.
I guess so. She has a good, very good knowledge of the game, and she understands how it's played, and she could tell you every team and logo, but when it comes to getting her on the field, I would be just as surprised as you watching her. I don't know what she's going to do.
626, I like this text message that came in. I totally agree with it. Says, about 4 years old is when their kids started playing, but they said, I would never do a travel club at 4 years old, because then your entire life revolves around that team. And at 4 years old, they don't even really know what they're doing.
And travel sports is a different kind of animal.
Oh, 100%. It is a lifestyle.
Yeah. But then you get a text like this from 707 that says, my son started skating at 2.5 years old. He was on his first travel team at 5. And by high school, was traveling the country and in Canada with his travel team.
Here's the thing, especially when you do travel sports, it's, of course, for your child, but it is a commitment from the family as well. It is every single weekend. It is multiple practices throughout the week. It's a lot. And at 4 years old, I just feel like unless it is something she is destined to do, you are going to burn her out.
And cha-ching.
Yeah.
Too, with all the places too. You're going and the gear you're buying. So, yeah, I'd like to wait until she has a true passion for mm-hmm. something to take it to the next level. But for right now, we're just going to throw a whole bunch of stuff at her and see, you know, what sticks. What does she actually want to do?
Well, and there's a difference, too. If she likes football and watch ball with you on Sundays, but she might not like playing it, you know, like you do have to kind of try it out. Carter fell in love with baseball. That's all he's played. He started at 3.5. Holt, again, 3.5, we started with T-ball, but he's at that time now where he's like, it's kind of slow for me, so we're starting football at the beginning of the year. He's going to do flag football, and he'll do baseball again. We've tried hockey. We got to find what his sport is, not just the sport that Big Brother plays.
We might just have to give Reese a microphone and have her do, like, the sideline reporting for the girls' flag football team. That might be her niche right there.
She might be the next Erin Andrews.
Could be. I mean, she's using the potty. That's what I'm gloating about today.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Bob regrets. No, not talking about an ex-boyfriend. Talking about the hairstyle. So many women this year decided to chop off their hair and get a Bob hairstyle that now there is a trend of Bob regrets. Women online talking about, I really wish I would not have cut my hair this short because it takes forever to grow out.
Can I ask you, what is the reasoning when it comes to women thinking? Because I know it goes through all your heads. Maybe I should just chop it all off. Are you looking for like a fresh start? What's the reasoning to chop off your hair?
Sometimes, yeah, you need a little change in it. And sometimes you just get tired of doing your hair. It's a lot of work to wash your hair, blow dry your hair, style your hair every day. That sometimes it seems like, let me just chop it off. It'd be so much easier.
Or wear a hat.
Yeah, not the same appeal on women as it is on men.
I'd have to agree with you.
Was there ever a trend, though, that you can think of that you were a part of? And looking back, you're like, ooh, I have some trend regret with that.
Yeah, I had a ton. The two that come to the top of my head, I remember in high school, I was trying to grow a soul patch. You know, a little patch of hair right there under your lip. Uh-huh. Don't laugh so hard. And I had like four little strands of hair, and it was around like senior picture day. My mom was begging me to shave it off. So I was like, no way, mom, it's cool. So what did I do? I was like, I'll make it look darker. So I took like her mascara.
No.
And I ran it through my little hairs. So I had this really dark little soul patch and like brown hair, nothing matched. And
why then did you just see that picture?
And then for a while I had my ears were pierced and I had like the little like diamond studs in it. Mm-hmm. And for some reason I went through like this 80s phase and I decided to buy one of those cross earrings and I wore it in my left ear and I had it would just dangle.
Okay, George Michael.
I don't know why I thought that was cool.
Hold on, let me accessorize before we go out.
I didn't say that.
My trend regret would probably have to do with my hair as well. Never really cut it short, but I was into the phase where it was like the darker hair underneath and then the light hair on top. Never did the black and blonde, but I did bright red. It was like stop sign red, and then my hair was blonde on top. And when I started it, it was nice. But then as I kept doing it, the red got higher and higher and higher. And I have these little baby hairs right here at like the top of my head. And at one point, the guy I was going to accidentally dyed those red. And I have very curly hair. So I went to the gym and they curled and I looked like I had devil horns. And I was like, okay, it might be time for a new hairstyle.
That was in for a while, doing the colored hair.
Oh, yeah. Everyone had, the black hair underneath, the blonde on top.
And the devil horns on top also.
I was rocking the devil horns until I was like, not a good look. What was the trend you were a part of that you're looking back going, got a little bit of trend regret with that one? Call or text us at 888-431-3764. Trends always come back, right? Maybe there are some trends that shouldn't, because there is a new phase of Bob regrets. A bunch of women online complaining about when they decided it was a good idea to get a Bob haircut, and now they regret it because it's taking forever for their hair to grow out.
The hair one's tough because, yes, you have to wait forever. But if you were doing something like somewhat stylish, you could easily just flip a switch and be done with it. Like Vicky on our Facebook page said parachute pants.
Oh, the total 80s parachute pants.
I wish I was around for parachute pants.
I feel like you would still rock parachute pants today.
If I could find some, nobody sells them.
Yeah, because that was back with like MC Hammer. Wasn't he the one that made them big?
Yeah, I'll put the cross back in my ear.
Kathy, what was the trend that you regret doing?
Shaving the side of your head.
You had it like long on top and the shaved side?
Yes, it was long all over and then there was a piece on the side. It was shaved and then it kind of had like a little arrow in it with the clippers, a little arrow design.
And when you decided that you didn't want any more, how long did it take for it to grow out?
Oh gosh, probably about 6 to 8 weeks, something like that, until it kind of faded, you know, the arrow faded out. But yeah, it took a while for it to grow out.
Alan, what was the trend that you regret?
When I was in middle school, the bleach blonde hair was a trend that I regret.
You can rock the blonde hair?
No, I mean, I could rock it, and I did rock it, but I think that just looking back, I wish that I had it.
626 filling the hair trend that went wrong says, it was my mom who convinced me to do the Dorothy Hamill wedge haircut. She told me that it would be the most styling haircut ever. Let me tell you, no, it was not.
Is that another short one?
I'm assuming so. I've heard that one before. And now that I'm thinking of haircuts that I regret, my mom convinced me, because I was born in like, you know, mid-80s, that I should do like the big feathering. But it was like all these different layers. Did not work for me. I look like Joe Dirt. That's the kind of haircut that my mom gave me.
Can you do that again for Stagecoach?
No.
Come on, that's the place to do it.
No Joe Dirt. That is retired, long gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.